October 2, 1926. How the generations are linked together, and therefore there are some who pray, some who receive, and some who possess. How Jesus gives according to our dispositions. His word is a new creation. How there are no secrets in heaven. I felt embittered to the highest degree because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how bad I felt. I could not take any more. But when I reached almost the extremes of pain, he moved in my interior, and all afflicted told me, "My daughter, I am looking at how much I have to expand the boundaries of the kingdom of my will to give possession of it to the creatures. I know that they cannot grab the endlessness which the kingdom of my will contains, because it is not given to them, as creatures, to cross and embrace a will that corresponds to a kingdom which has no boundaries. In fact, since they are created beings, they are always narrow and limited. But even though they are limited, I dispose more or less goods, and the extension of the boundaries which they must possess, according to their dispositions. This is why I am looking at posterity, at the disposition which they will have. And I am looking at those in the present, to see their dispositions, because those in the present must pray, impetrate and prepare the kingdom of the supreme fiat for posterity. And according to the dispositions of posterity, and to the interest of those present, I keep expanding the boundaries of my kingdom, because the generations are so linked to each other that it always happens like this: one prays, another prepares, another impetrates, another possesses. The same happened with my coming upon earth in order to form redemption. It was not those who were present that prayed, sighed and cried to obtain its goods, but those who lived before my coming. Those present enjoyed them and possessed them. And according to their dispositions and to the prayers and dispositions of those in the past, I expanded the boundaries of the goods of redemption. In fact, only then do I give a good, when it can be useful for the creatures. But if it brings them no utility, why give it? And this utility is received by them, the more disposed they are. But do you know when I expand its boundaries? When I manifest to you a new knowledge regarding the kingdom of my will. This is why, before manifesting it to you, I glance at everyone to see their dispositions, whether it will be useful for them, or whether it will be for them as something that was not said. And since I want to expand my boundaries more, in order to give them more goods, more joys, more happiness to be possessed, but they are not disposed, I feel afflicted and I wait for your prayers, for your rounds in my will, for your pains, in order to dispose those present, as well as posterity. And then, I return to the new surprises of my manifestations about my will. This is why I am afflicted when I do not speak to you. My word is the greatest gift, it is a new creation. And being unable to release it from me, because the creatures are not disposed to receive it, I feel within me the weight of the gift I want to give. Unable to give it, I remain afflicted and taciturn. And my affliction grows even more in seeing you afflicted because of me. If you knew how I feel your sadness, how all of it pours into my heart. My will brings it deep into the intimate place of my heart, because I do not have two wills, but one. And since it reigns in you, as a consequence, it brings your afflictions deep inside of me. Therefore, pray and let your flight be continuous in the supreme fiat, that you may beseech that the creatures be disposed, and I may return to speak once again. Having said this, he kept silent, and I remained more afflicted than before. I felt all the weight that Jesus felt because of the lack of disposition of the creatures. I felt as if Jesus would no longer speak to me for now. But Jesus, wanting to cheer me from my affliction, and also cheer himself, told me, "My daughter, courage, do you think that everything that passed between me and you will be known? No, my daughter. I will make known that which is necessary, that which regards the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Or rather, I will be even more generous compared to what the creatures will take of this kingdom of mine, to give them free field in order to advance more and more, so as to let them expand their possession in the supreme fiat, that they may never say, enough, we have no other place to reach. No, no, I will use such abundance that man will always have something to take, and to advance on his journey. But in spite of such abundance, not everyone will know our secrets, just as not everyone knows what passed between me and my mama in order to form the kingdom of redemption, the surprising graces, the innumerable favors. They will know them in heaven where there are no secrets, while on earth they have known only that which I gave in superabundance for their good. So I will do with you. If I looked around, it was for those who want to come to live in the kingdom of my will. But for you, for the little daughter of my will, for the one who has formed this kingdom together with me with so much sacrifice, will my love ever be able to say, enough? Or deny my word to you? Or not pour in you the continuous flow of my graces? No, I cannot, my little daughter. This is not in the nature of my heart, or of my will, which contains a continuous act, never interrupted, of giving, and giving always new surprises to one who knows no other life but the life of my will. If you see me taciturn, it is not because of you, because between me and you there is no need of words in order to understand each other, seeing each other is understanding each other. I pour all of myself in you, and you in me. And in pouring myself, I pour new graces in you, and you receive them, because what is necessary for you, who must be the primary cause in order to form the kingdom of the eternal fiat, will not be necessary for those who only have to live in it. With you, it is not only about living in it, but about forming it. Therefore your Jesus must abound very much, so as to give you the raw materials for the formation of a kingdom so holy. This happens also in the low world. One who must form a kingdom has need of many means, of many raw materials, while one who must form only one city needs much less. And one who only moves to live in it can live in this city with very few means. The sacrifices that one who has to form a kingdom must make are not necessary for those who decide to live in that kingdom. Therefore, I just want you to work in the formation of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, and your Jesus will take care of all the rest.